My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to create the time equivalent of an emergency fund. If you read a lot of personal finance literature or listen to personal finance podcasts, like my favorite, How to Money, you're probably familiar with the concept of a monetary emergency fund. Life happens. When it does, it can be expensive. An emergency fund is easily accessed cash that can cover an unexpected car repair, a broken pipe, or anything like that. These things fall in the category of known unknowns. You don't know exactly what unexpected expense will arise, but you can be pretty sure something will happen. Having savings means you can absorb the expense without going into debt. This is why Dave Ramsey, for instance, advises that even people with significant high interest debt save $1,000 as their first step toward financial stability. That baby steps emergency fund often keeps people from going deeper into the hole. There are many parallels between time and money, and I think this is one area where seeing parallels can lead to good choices. Good time management means creating the time equivalent of an emergency fund. This is easily accessed time that you can deploy when something unexpected happens. If you have this open time, then an emergency means you don't need to borrow time from other priorities. You have a place for the emergency to go. Slack in your schedule means you stay on track. One of the best ways to do this is to avoid scheduling things for at least one multi-hour block somewhere in the week. Friday afternoon is a common choice to leave open, as it tends not to be anyone's peak productivity window. If nothing goes wrong during the week, great. This open time means you can quit early. But more likely, your week will go something like this. Your biggest client, whose project is due Thursday, will call on Wednesday morning with some additional requests. This means that anything non-urgent that is scheduled for Wednesday will need to move. If Friday afternoon is open, it can go there. You're still on track. You end the week accomplishing exactly what you hoped to. But if Friday afternoon is already packed, as is every other minute of your week, then you start having to borrow from future weeks, which are equally packed. That's when the time debt starts to add up and people feel overwhelmed. So that's why open space is the easiest way to create a time emergency fund. But there is one big challenge with this. A financial emergency fund is there unless you spend it. Even the wealthiest person, however, will see his time emergency fund disappear once those minutes are in the past. You can't borrow time now from a low-key week you experienced in 2005. You have to keep creating a time emergency fund again and again. But there is a more renewable form of a time emergency fund, and that is banking time with other people. Here's what I mean. Humans are a social reciprocal species, which is a fancy way of saying that if you do something nice for me, there is an extremely good chance that I will do something nice for you if you ask. This doesn't work for everyone. There are certainly some sociopaths out there, but most people want to help people who've helped them. So whenever you've got a little extra capacity, reach out to people. Reach out to your colleagues and see how you can help support them. What of their work could you help make a little bit lighter? You can do this in your personal life too. If you've decided to take a school holiday off, for instance, because you don't have a good childcare option, see if your neighbors or your kids' friends need supervision that day too. You've banked favors. And now, at work, for instance, when your big client has last-minute requests, your colleague will happily cover your Wednesday meetings. You've relied on a time emergency fund, and you're still on track. Life is full, and life is calm. So how will you create a time emergency fund? What time slot will you leave open? And what favors will you do for the people in your life who are currently feeling overwhelmed? Take some time to think about it and put some time in the bank. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.